This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. RTD's chief of police is no longer with the transit agency. Joel Fitzgerald has been on leave and under investigation since July. RTD hasn't said why, and it's unclear if Fitzgerald resigned or was fired. But a CPR News investigation this summer found that he repeatedly drove his agency vehicle more than 100 miles an hour. RTD says it will announce an interim leader for its police force soon. The jury is now deliberating in the case of the man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder grocery store in 2021. Defense attorney Catherine Harold's closing was impassioned, and at times she yelled to show the jury what she argued was insanity in the accused gunman's head.
He told us he heard the voices. They were killing voices. He's hearing those killing voices as he gets in the car and drives to Boulder. He's hearing those killing voices as he drives into the parking lot.
The jury has to decide if he is not guilty by reason of insanity. The state has emphasized the amount of planning the suspect did months before the attack as evidence that he was sane. Denver's basic income experiment could end. Mayor Mike Johnston refused requests for more money to keep the program going. It was one of the biggest studies nationwide looking at the efficacy of basic income. The program provided money to people facing homelessness and poverty. Some participants have gotten up to $1,000 a month, no strings attached. But Johnston's budget proposal for 2025 doesn't include any funding. The mayor's office says the evidence for the anti-poverty policy hasn't justified the continued investment. This is CPR News.